morning, lo vio.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
Nice to show us.
Having a problem with getting through the stairway. That's a kind of lotion. No, it's not going to work. Hold on a second, try again. Torahway, Northwest London, Sunday, Ches Sivan, Yisrochag, Shavuos, 28th of May, Rabbi Yoni Rosenfeld Shlita, Yisrochag Shavuos. This week's Torahway has been sponsored, Lichvot Simchas HaBar Mitzvah, Shel Struli Grunfeld Nunyut, on Shabbos Parshas Nosoi, Yerotzon, Shiz Gehorev, Uzkenov, Rav Nachas Mimenu, Mekol Yoytze Chalutzeh.
Okay, Bashus, Abi Mori, Kala Kadisha, Teraway. So Lemaisa, I think everything that I'm planning on saying, Rabianki, Lemaisa, summed it up in only a few moments. But let's try to, Be'ez Hashem, just understand what it is today, Yisrochag, of Shavuos. It's Machlekes HaPoskim, if you are allowed to make a Hesped or make a Tanis, the day after Yom Tov. It's Masha from the Beis Yosef and Tov Chav Tes. That after Pesach, actually, you are allowed to. When it's mashed from the Magen Avraham, bought by the Mishnah Berurah, Tov Tzadik Dalet, that after Sukkos, also you're allowed to do a Hesped and a Tanis. We see that the Yisrochag of Sukkos and Pesach is a little bit more makel. But the Kulei Alma, you're not allowed to make a Hesped and a Tanis after Shavuos. The day after Shavuos is Zicha, a holy day. The Piskei Tshuva is right at the beginning there, by Hilchos Pesach. You see, it brings down all the different minhagim that people do on Yisrochag. Some people wear big day Shabbos, big day Yom Tov, the Zicha and Inyan to have a choshev of food. That Rashi says in the famous Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Mem Hei on the base, the Gemara says, Kol Ha'Oseh Issa L'Chag, anybody who bounds the Chag, anyone who bounds the Yom Tov together, it's as if he built a Mizbeach and was makriv on the Mizbeach a Karbon. As the Pasuk says, Issa Chag ba'avoisim ad karnas ha'Mizbeach. And according to the second shot Rashi brings there in Sukkah, Daf Mem Hei on the base, it's talking about the day after the Yom Tov. The day after the Yom Tov binds the Yom Tov together, completes the Yom Tov, it's mashed into the Yom Tov, and therefore there's an inyan, brings the Piskei Tshuva to shame all the poskim, to have nice meat and even wine, v'chulei, it's brought b'shem the Arizal. One quotes the Arizal on this one, that the Kedusha of the Yom Tov, the Nitzitzis, the sparks of the Yom Tov, they continue even to the day afterwards. It doesn't go after Havdalah. There's even a little bit of a day afterwards that the sparks of the Yom Tov, they enter the next day, and that's the Yisrochag. But we see clearly from the Poskim that the Yisrochag of Shavuos is much more chomer, it's much more choshev, it's much more of a happy day than the Yisrochag of all the other Yomim Tovim. So let's maybe try to suggest what is it, the great simcha that it is today, of Yisrochag b'avoismet, karnas ha-mizbeach, of the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So as Reb Yanki was tining in the halacha just now, that there is a famous Mishnah in Chagiga on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah in Chagiga over there brings a famous machlokes by Shammai Beis Hillel as to what korbanos we can and can't be makriv on Yom Tov. Because at the end of the day, it's not so suitable to be makriv a korban on Yom Tov. Why? Because according to Beis Shammai, so Elachanami, that you're able to offer up maybe some korbanos, you could offer up the korban shlomim. Every single male had to offer up some korbanos on every single Yom Tov. That was the chiyuv min haTorah. The minimum requirement was at least the korban oila and at least the korban shlomim. That was not a shaila about. You had to bring an oila sriya and you had to bring a shalmei chagiga. Those are chiyuvim min haTorah. There was also a shalmei simcha, but a shalmei you're not mechuyev to bring. Because if you have meat from any other karbanos, the meat from all the other karbanos you were able to have during the Yom Tov. You didn't need to bring a special karban. If you have meat from another karban, you were able to be yotzi yechid of simcha from that karban. You didn't need to bring a shalmi simcha. But you did have to bring an oidas ri'ya, and you had to bring a shalmi chagiga. Moyudik, very, very nice. Now, the oidas ri'ya wasn't eaten. Yeah, you don't eat a korban oile. It's klal Hashem. It's completely offered up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to Beis Shammai, so you're not able to offer up this this korban oile on Yom Tov, which means that no matter what's going to happen, there's going to be a korban the day after Shavuos. There's nothing to do because you can't offer up an oile shri'iyah on Shavuos. It's a Yom Tov. And on the Yom Tov, it can only be lachem, lachar tzarecheichem. It can only be something that you yourself are going to benefit from. But we're not going to benefit from the korban oila, because the korban oila isn't eaten. So according to Beis Shammai, you're always going to have to offer up the korbanos, at least the korban oila, the day after Shavuos. According to Beis Hillel, you are able to offer up all korbanos on the Yom Tov. But what will be if Shavuos falls on Shabbos? This the Mishnah Chagiga Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says the following: by all the other Yomim Tovim, by Pesach and by Sukkos, so this Shaila is not really practical, because if the first day Sukkos or the first day of Pesach is on a Shabbos, so when would you bring your Korban Oila? On Chol HaMoed, you bring it the next day. There was never really a chance to offer it up after Pesach or after Sukkos, because you would just offer up on Chol HaMoed if the first day was Shabbos. Mashiach in Shavuos is only one day. So what do you do if Shavuos is on Shabbos? So even Beis Hillel hold, if Shavuos is on Shabbos, you're going to have to offer up your Korban the next day, which is going to be on a Sunday. So it comes out now that when Shavuos was on a Shabbos, everyone holds all the korbanos are offered up the day after Shavuos, which is Isra Chag, which is called by the Mishnah Yom Tavuach, the day of Shechting, the day of the slaughtering. This is the day that the korbanos were brought. And we know that the day the korban was brought, that is the Ikar Yom Tov. What will be a riot to this? When do we celebrate Pesach Sheni? On Yudalad or Tesvav Iyar? When do we celebrate it? We don't celebrate Pesach Sheni on Tesvav. Although the first day of Pesach is Tesvav, when do we celebrate Pesach Sheni? Yudalad. Why? Because that's the day of the Korbanos. The day you bring the Korban, Erev Pesach, that be'etzim is an Ikka Simcha, that's an Ikka Yom Tov. So therefore, Yom Tavuach, the day of Shechting, is the day after Shavuos. Very nice, that's a mission, Chagiga.
Yom Tov is
Friday. So that's Machlokes Shalmei Selel in that Mishnah. That when Yom Tov is on a Friday is Machlokes Shalmei Selel, whether Yom Tovuach is on a Sunday or not. That is Machlokes Shalmei Selel. But when Yom Tov falls on a Shabbos, then everybody agrees Yom Tovuach is afterwards Moedik, the day of the Shechita. But maybe Be'ez Hashem, we can suggest another reason as to the great Simcha of Yisro Chag. So again, we're not saying any Chiddushim, I understand this Torah has been spoken out here already recently. Maybe Be'ez Hashem will use it just to bring out some ideas. The Magen Avraham, beginning of Tav Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, Tav Tzadik Dalet Sif Katan Aleph, asks a Shaila. The Maharsha in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks a very similar, maybe this exact same Shaila. That we all know, this has been famous Torah, we left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. That we know is a Gemara in Shabbos, Naf Pechesam Amud Aleph. And the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that a Kuli Alma, everybody agrees, we got the Torah on a Shabbos. So we left the Torah on a Thursday, we got the Torah on a Shabbos, very nice. And a Vad, if you pass like Rabbi Yossi, this is going to be a Shaila. It's a Machlaikes of Yossi and the Chachomim as to the date of Matan Torah. What was the date? Not the day, the date. Was it the 6th of Sivan, or was it the 7th of Sivan? The Magen Avraham says, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, halacha ku Rabbi Yossi, afilu machave rov. Rabbi Yossi mamash beats everybody, and therefore Shavuos is going to be the day of Matan Torah, it's going to be on the 7th, which is a Shabbos. But whatever date it is, it's irrelevant, because we left Mitzrayim on the 3rd. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to start counting the Omer on the 2nd day of Pesach, which means we start counting on a Friday. Let's make a cheshbon. We start counting Omer on a Friday. So Friday to Friday is going to be 8 days, correct? Because Friday is day one, there's 7 days in a week. The next Friday is going to be day eight. Which means times that by seven, you're going to get that the Friday, 7 Fridays later after Kabbalah Satorah, is going to be day 50. Now the Torah commands us to celebrate Shavuos on day 50. But that's a Friday. But the Gemara says we've got the Torah on Shabbos. So if you've got the Torah on Shabbos, frek the Maharsha, why are we celebrating Kabbalah Satorah the day before? Says the Magen Avraham, we say Zman Matan Torasenu. This is the day we got the Torah. Says the Maharsha, but everyone agrees that we got the Torah on the 51st day of the Omer, which is Shabbos. If that's true, why are we celebrating Kabbalah Satorah the day before we got the Torah. In my worthless opinion, this is the strongest kasha anyone can ask on any Yom Tov. We celebrate Shavuos the day before we got the Torah. There is an unbelievable Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Pi Vav Amud Aleph, a Gemara of Rabbi Bar Nachmani. An unbelievable Gemara. The Gemara says that whole story. The king tried to kill Rabbi because he made a Yachid Gala. Because Rabbi is on the run, he gets to an inn. The guy that tried to kill Rabbi ended up saving his life. And because Rabbi is on the run, the king eventually gets in. The Rabbi's in prison. He davens. A miracle happens. The walls cave in. And Rabbi starts running. Rabbi's on the run. And he gets to a deck and he gets to a palm tree, says the Gemara. And he's there and he can hear a machlokes that's going on in the Masita Derekia. He can hear machlokes that's happening. What's the machlokes? The Torah tells us very clearly that regarding Tumas Tzaras, Hilchas Nagarim, the Torah tells us, in Baheres Kaidim Lesa'alavon, if the Baheres forms before the white hair, it's Tamei. But if the Sa'alavon comes before the Baheres, it's Tahar. That is a psukim in the Torah. What happens if we don't know? What do we do if we're Mesupuk? We don't know what came first. Could be the Baheres came first. Could be the Sa'alavon came first. We just possibly don't know what to do. So the Gemara says it's a machlekes. The Mesifta Derekia, they have an opinion. Mesifta Derekia, they hold Tommy. Fine. But it's a machlekes. Who argues Mesifta Derekia? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's Tahar. So machlekes, Mesifta Derekia, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesifta Derekia hold Tommy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds Tahar. Says the Gemara, Mesifta Derekia says, what are we going to do? Such a shver machleika, such a shver sugya. Who's in a pask in the shaila? Said Mesifta Derekia, I tell you, he's in a pask in the shaila. Rabba Bar Nachmani. Rabba Bar Nachmani, he is a boki. He is holding cold in the Goyim and Oyalos. Any shaila that you have in the Goyim and Oyalos, Rabba Bar Nachmani, he is your poisek. Go to him. Comes Rabba Bar Nachmani, and Rabba Bar Nachmani paskins, tahor. Moyadik, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Bar Nachmani was able to settle the disputes. Halacha HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is Tahar. Very nice. A little bit hard to understand the sugya. What you need Rabbi Bar Nachmani to paskin like HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If I were to ask the Olam what the Rambam would paskin in such a shaila, what the Olam say the Rambam paskins like? We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Rabbi Bar Nachmani paskining Tahar. Mesifta Derekia say Tomei. The Rambam deals with the shaila. It's a Rambam in Hilchot Tumas Tzaras. In Perek Beis, Halachat Tes. There's a Rambam about this. Comes the Rambam, and paskins the Rambam, Sofik Tomei. Sofik is Tomei. Asks the Kesef Mishnah. Not an Arizal that I heard in some Likud somewhere. The Kesef Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef Cairo, the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, asks, and the Rambam. Rambam, hi. You're paskining, not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How can you do such a thing? That's the Kesef Mishnah's Kasha on the Rambam. Answers the Kesef Mishnah, Lo v'shamayim hi. What goes on up there doesn't make a difference in the realm of Halacha. We have a Torah. And the Torah HaKadosh tells us, Lo v'shamayim hi. The Halacha is Nimsa to the Chachamim, and only the Chachamim. So we don't care what goes on up there. What about Rabbi Bar Nachmani? Fret the Kesef Mishnah, that's his second Shiloh. What about Rabbi Bar Nachmani? Rabbi Bar Nachmani's down here. He's not up there. Says the Kesef Mishnah, but Rabbi Bar Nachmani died a minute later. So seeing as anyway he was on his way up to Shemayim, that's considered already Loiva Shemayim. As there's on the Kesef Mishnah, comes the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva, in Orachayim and Simon Reish Ches. And the Chasam Sofer says, what are you talking about? The fact that he's about to die, well, that makes it Loiva Shemayim. He was alive. He was on planet Earth. You can't say it's Loiva Shemayim. Rabbi Bar Nachmani was alive and well and kicking. He was about to die. Shkoyach was about to die. He was alive. Says the Chasam Sofer in Orachayim, in a Tshuva, in Reish Ches. How do we know this story of Rabbi? How do we know the story? Ravina and Ravashi, when they wrote down the Gemara, who told Ravina and Ravashi this story? Says the Chasam Sofer, Muzman Zogin, you have to say, how does the Gemara know this story? Says the Chasam Sofer, it was Nimsa to Chachmei HaTalmud Baruch HaKodesh. How could anyone have known this story? Rabbi Bar Nachmani was the only one there, and he died a second later. Must be, it was given by Chachmei HaTalmud Al Pi Ruach HaKodesh. Therefore what? Says the Chasam Sofer, we don't paskin with Ruach HaKodesh, we don't paskin like these things. It has to be Nimsa, Nechtav, it has to be done in this world. Not it was given up Ruach HaKodesh, you don't paskin like that. Okay, so that's why we don't paskin like Rabbi Bar Nachmani. They still could be right. How did the Rambam know not to paskin like Rabbi Bar Nachmani? How did the Rambam know not to paskin like Kadosh Baruch Hu? So lo b'shvayim, you don't paskin up there. Rabbi Bar Nachmani, you got the Chasam Sofer, the Kesef Mishnah, that's also considered lo b'shvayim. But how did the Rambam know to paskin not like that? Write the Kesef Mishnah. Do you know how the Rambam knew how to paskin? Because this machlokes, if Sofik saw Lavan Kodem Baharis, and Sofik Baharis Kodem saw Lavan, this is a Mishnah in Shas. It's a Mishnah in Nagoyim, in Perek Dalot, Mishnah Yudalef. The Mishnah asks the Shaila. It's a machlokes the Tanakama and Rabbi Yeshua. The Tanakama holds Tameh. Says the Kesef Mishnah, we have a klal biyadinu. Halacha ketana kama. That's why the Rambam passes like the Tanakama. The Rambam paskins Tameh because that's a Tanakama. I, Rabbi Bar Nachmani, I'm a Sifted Rekia, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not how things work. We have the Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh. Whatever it says in there, that is how we nikva lehalacha ledoirei doirus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu on a Wednesday. Bayom HaShlishi, I'm coming down. Now Wednesday is day one, which means Thursday is day two, which means Friday is day three. Which comes out HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the Torah on a Friday. Says the Gemara in Shabbos, Shleish Dvarim Asa Moshe Rabbeinu, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Was one of the things Moshe Rabbeinu did. Hoisif Moshe Rabbeinu, Yonechad Midatoi. He added on another day. Says Tosfos at the top of the Amud. It's a one line of Tosfos. Moshe Rabbeinu, this is not a Drasha Gemara. This is not a Hekesh. This is not a Gezerah Shava. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing this himself. He didn't see in a pasuk. He isn't makish. It's not Zerah Shava. Moshe Rabbeinu is doing this himself. He's adding on a day. In brackets, why did Moshe Rabbeinu add on a day? What's wrong with the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided 3 days after Wednesday? So I saw in the Shvedei Pinchas, unbelievable, that when you do with the Sheva Royim, Moshe Rabbeinu's midah is nitzchi. Moshe Rabbeinu's midah is whatever he does, whatever he touches is eternal. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu gives us lives forever. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us one thing. The Arachayim HaKadosh is in Parashas Chukas. Had Moshe Rabbeinu given us Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash would have been built, it never would have been destroyed, it would never have been nikla from Eretz Yisrael. Whatever Moshe touches becomes eternal. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's midah. His midah is nitzchi. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. We say on Yom Kippur, Ein lanu shia rak haTorah hazois. The only thing we have left is the Torah. Everything that was ever given to us has been taken away. The only thing that we have remaining is our Torah HaKadoshah. That was given to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. Because his midah is nitzchi, it's eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu, to ensure the continuity of Torah and Klal Yisrael, did not want the Torah to be given on a Friday. He wanted the Torah to be given on a Shabbos. Because every other day, so to speak, is a little bit tangible. Every other day is, it's all in the realms of this world. The Shabbos is Me'enu Olam Haba. Shabbos is connected to eternity. Olam Haba never dies. Olam Haba is a Yom Shekulai Oruch, a Yom Shekulai Tov. Moshe Rabbeinu, to ensure the continuity of Torah, L'doire Dovish, L'yishach Mepizari and Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give the Torah on Shabbos. Close brackets. That's on Moshe Rabbeinu, Hosef Yerechel Midatoi, Moridik. So it comes out then, that what date was HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskin to Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha to add on a day? It was the 50th day of the Omer. The 50th day of the Omer was not the day that we got the Torah. We didn't get the Torah on the 50th day. When we celebrate Shavuos and everyone's singing with our chulam bevirs yachad, we didn't do that on the 50th day. But something happened in Klal Yisrael on the 50th day that changed the world forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the power of the Torah to the Chachamim. Heim Amru, Veheim Amru. They're telling your right is left and your left is right. Whatever Chachamim say is the halacha. So much so that with the famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, if Edom come along and Edom are made on the Levana and they get the wrong date, and then Minchas can declare, even if the Edom zoimimim, they are caught Edom zoimimim. We know they are completely lying. It's Rosh Chodesh, which means if it's Tishrei in 10 days' time will be Yom Kippur. You want to eat the day before or the day after, that's fine. You won't eat that day, even though there's Zoimimim. And really, Rosh Chodesh should be the next day you eat on your Tishrei according to Chazal, Yechayev Kar Reis. Because whatever Chazal say, whatever Sanhedrin say, whatever Basin say, whatever, and the Minchas, by the way, the Sefer Chinuch and Tov Tzadik Vav, it says an unbelievable line. He says that this mitzvah applies to every Chochem and every generation. It sounds like from the Sefer Achinuch that the mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim isn't just the Sanhedrin or based on the Gadol Shebushalayim. It's every, the Chachamim, the Torah leaders of every generation, there is a mitzvah, a semen, a Torah, to listen to them and to not deviate from the laws that they tell us. So it comes out unbelievable. You know what it is we're celebrating on the 50th day of the Omer? We're not celebrating Matan Torah. We're celebrating the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to the Chachamim, because he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I am maskim to your drasha. We didn't get the Torah in that day. We got the Torah in the next day. Ah, so why do we say in davening, Zman Matan Teraseinu? The Siddur is nikva according to the Yom Tov, according to the Chag. We say Zman Matan Teraseinu, that's the Simcha of the day. If that's the Simcha of the day, but we just explained we got the Torah the next day. I saw in the Shvilei Pinchas, we don't say Zman Matan Torah. We don't say Zman Kabbalah Satayra. We say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Torah was given to us. The Torah was given to us to own, not the Kabbalah. We didn't receive it on that day. We received it the next day. What happened on that day? The world changed forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whatever the Chachamim say, we follow. I, Mesifta Derekia, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, no. Whatever the Chachamim say, Yachid V'Rabim, Halacha Karabim, Tana Kama, Tana Basra, Halacha Ketana Kama. That's why by Tumas Saras, a suffix is Tomei, because it's Nikva right here, right now. Based on this, we can suggest another Simcha in the Issu Chagon Shavuos. The Mefarshim all ask the question. The Kliyaka asks it. The Aruch HaShulchan asks it. It comes out according to this, we don't do anything to celebrate Kabbalah Satorah, because Kabbalah Satorah is the day before Shavuos. So it comes out the day we got the Torah, there's absolutely nothing, correct? In Eretz Yisrael, it's a normal way. Okay, this year it was Shabbos. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a chag, public transport, everything you can do. Malach, you can do whatever you want. On the day we got the Torah, writes the Aruch HaShulchan and the Kliyaka, unbelievable. Famous Torah. If we have one day celebrating the Torah, that's a day that's asa b'malacha, a day that you can't do anything, you know what a person might think to themselves? The Torah is for one day. There's one special day for Torah. Ride the Aruch HaShulchan, ride the Kliyaka. The Torah is every single day. We don't want to have one day celebrating Kabbalah Satorah. That, we don't do that. And that's why the Torah, by the way, the Mefarshim will ask the question, why doesn't it say anywhere in the Torah that we got the Torah on Shavuos? The Mefarshim will ask this question. There's a very, very, very simple answer to this question. Do you know why it doesn't say in the Torah that we got the Torah on Shavuos? Because we didn't. That's the answer to the question. We didn't get the Torah on Shavuos. That's why it doesn't say the Torah. That the Torah is Man Matan Teraseinu. Ah, it's Man Matan Teraseinu. That's the day that the Torah is given to the Chachamim. Not the day that we makabel the Torah. Therefore it comes out. The day of actual Matan Torah, it can't be a day that's also Basiyas Malacha. That wouldn't be right, because then we'll make Halal day one day. But you know what we do? We have something called Isru Chag on Shavuos. We have something the day after Shavuos. We can't have a day that's also Basiyas Malacha. But you know what we do? We dress nicely. We have extra nice food. We have a Siddur. We have a little Yom Tov. You don't say Lam Natseach. You know the reason why? You know why Isru Chag on Shavuos is special? We got the Torah on Isru Chag of Shavuos. That's why it's different to Sukkos. That's our difference to Pesach. We got the Torah on Isru Chag and Shavuos. Isru Chag and Shavuos with the rice in Eretz Yisrael, that's the day we got the Torah. So what do? We have extra nice food, special clothes. We can't make a whole Yom Tov out of it. We can't do that. That the Mefarshim say, that will make it like this. One day you got the Torah. But the Tzina, quietly, we do special things. Based on this, I think we can say even another Chiddush in the few minutes we have left, of why it is Issu Chag of Shavuos is an extra special day that everyone holds. You can't have a Hesped, you can't have a Ta'anis. There's a famous Gemara in Shabbos, and I've Kuf Chav Tes on the base. And the Gemara says over there that you're not allowed to donate blood on Erev Shavuos. The Gemara, and this is passing, by the way, by the Ramah. This is not just like a mystical concept. It's passing by the Ramah, right at the end of Siman Tov Samaches. The Ramah paskins that one is not allowed to bloodlet on Erev Shavuos. The Hain Tikva Poiskim discuss, can you take a little blood test where they take out a small sample of blood? That's Machlokes HaPoiskim, if you can take a small sample of blood. But to donate blood, a large sample, to have a surgery, Le'aleinu, these types of things, one should not do on Erev Shavuos, paskin by the Ramah, on the Gemara Shabbos. Says the Gemara, why can't you do this on Erev Shavuos? Says the Gemara, because there is a Zika, there is an evil spirit, a wind that roams the world in Erev Shavuos. And if Klal Yisrael don't say Masav and Ishma, it will come along and it will shecht us. What is this wind called? It's called Tavuach. Because why? Because if Klal Yisrael don't accept the Torah, it will, so to speak, shecht us, it will, so to speak, come along and destroy us. The Sarayu v'damayu. This is a sakana. Ask all the Mefarshim. But that sakana was 3,335 years ago. There's no sakana anymore. Klal Yisrael did the job. They said Na'aseh v'nishma. Mazel tov. The sakana is gone. There's no longer a sakana. Say all the Mefarshim. All of them. They all bring this Gemara down. They all say that Kabbalah Satoru is not just then. Every single year there's a new Kabbalah Satoru. As the Machat of Sashaka writes in Tafsamachas, if Kotan Tesvav, that every single Yom Tov, there's a new Hisirus of that Yom Tov. We're not just commemorating an event. That the Goyim do on their Yom Eidam. By us, we're not just remembering something. We're Sukkot, there's a special Sukkot, protection of Avnei Yaakov. Pesach, there's a Sukkot to be leave our Mitzorim, to leave our confinements. Shavuos, there's a Naya Kabbalah Satoru that's happening right now to us. It comes out the following, that this evil spirit...
In fact, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on Shavuos. Had Moshe had it a day before, he would have had the Torah on Shavuos.
Correct.
Instead of Wednesday, it made it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and the Torah would be given on Friday. He wanted three days.
Yeah, but Moshe Rabbeinu did have a day.
Waiting period, which he did on his own back, but he added a day. He pushed off Shavuos. He could have made Shavuos and Matan Torah coincide.
Correct, but he didn't. He added on a day.
But he could have made that extra waiting day before.
But he couldn't. He didn't.
But he didn't.
Yeah, but he could have done.
Yeah,
but why did he not?
He wanted the Torah to be given on Shabbos.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the Torah on Shabbos.
But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy that Moshe did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. He was maskim. He was good with it.
Only afterwards.
Okay, but clearly that was the intent of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Clearly. Well, I think. Well. So it's Al Kaponim. So it comes out right now that this evil Zika called Tavuach, so it's coming along and if Klal Yisrael don't accept the Torah, it's going to shank us, it's going to kill us. Now, what did Klal Yisrael do? They said, Nasa v'nishma. Ask the Mefarshim, it happened, the 3,000 years ago. Yeah, but every year there's a new Kabbalah Satorah. That's the reason why, to this very day, it's also to be Makis Dam, because the Sakana is still lurking around. Fine, let's make a cheshbon. So Klal Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma, the day before we got the Torah. Then we got the Torah, yeah? Says the Mashai in Sanhedrin, on Daf Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, in Chedush Yagodas, what is this evil Shindalit called? It's called Tavuach. Says the Mashai, he's not called Toiveach, he's called Tavuach. Tavuach means to be shechted. Toiveach is to shecht. Tavuach means he himself is shechted. Ask the Maharsha, why is he called Tavuach? He should be called Toiveach. Says the Maharsha, because when Klal Yisrael say Nasa v'nishma, we shecht him. That's what the Maharsha says. We end up shechting him. He came to shecht, he ends up getting shechted. I saw in a Sefer by Ramosha Zakus a similar idea, but I think maybe this is what he means. So it comes out then, we said Nasa v'nishma the day before we got the Torah. The day that we did get the Torah, do you know what we did? We shechted this guy called Tavuach. Do you know another reason why Isru Chag is called Yom Tavuach? It's not just a day that according to Beis Hillel, when it was Shabbos, we shechted the Korbanos. It's the day that evil Shindalud called Tavuach was shechted. When was he shechted? The day that we got the Torah. When did we get the Torah? On Isru Chag. So it's not just called Yom Tavuach because it's the day we shechted the Korbanos. It's called Yom Tavuach because the day we got the Torah, the Maharsha says that Tavuach was the Satan, was the Yetzer Hara. When did we actually finally shecht him? We said Nasa v'nishma, but that was pending. We had to actually receive the Torah. When did we receive the Torah? On Isru Chag. That maybe is another reason why Isru Chag is called Yom Tavuach. And that's the simcha of this Isru Chag. That we're not just celebrating the Karbonos. We're celebrating that our Nasav Nishra was Nitzkava by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down and gave us the Torah. Therefore, Elekuli Alma, the Isru Chag of Shavuos is an extremely special day. Number one, we got the Torah on Isru Chag. But number two, that Tavuach, that Zika that tried to destroy us, he himself ended up getting shechted.
Have a good Yom Tov, everybody.
Pardon?
You don't have to worry about the next year. He's dead.
But he comes back every year to see if we accept the Torah. Yeah, the Machatzis HaShekel says in Sif Kotan Tesvav there and Tasamaches that every single year there is a new sakana. There's a new sakana because we're not just celebrating Matan Torah, we're reliving it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down to every year and says, do you accept the Torah? And if we don't, there's going to be a sakana.
But that all happened before Matan Torah.
Correct.
Before Nasa v'nishma.
No. The shechita started when we said Nasa v'nishma, yeah. And it was finished when we accepted the Torah, which was on Isru Chag. Isru Chag, we got the Torah.
If it was finished when we accepted the Torah.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yeah. The Maharsha
on the day when we said Nasa v'nishma. No, that yes, killed him.
Yes. If you look at the Maharsha over there, it comes out that when we said the words Nasa v'nishma, it started. But when we actually received the Torah, then he completely went away and received the Torah in Isru Chag. What?
The
Yeah.